Cole did not understand why he had swallowed or what happened next. Hesitantly, he raised his left hand off the ground. As if reaching for an electric fence, he cautiously extended his fingers toward the spirit bear's shoulder. Inches away, he paused. Awareness flickered in the bear's eyes. Cole forced his hand forward until his fingers touched the bear's moist white coat. If he was going to die, he wanted to know what the animal felt like that killed him. Still, the bear remained motionless. Cole's fingers sank into the bushy white hair until he touched solid body. With his fingertips, he felt warmth. He felt the bear's breath and heartbeat, and he felt one more thing. He felt trust. But why? Already he had tried to kill the bear. He had spit at it. This bear had defied him, and he hated it with every fiber of his existence. Still, touching the bear, Cole paused. Then he drew his hand away. The spirit bear never blinked, never twitched a muscle, only when Cole's hand again rested on the ground. Only then did the towering animal lower its huge head as if nodding. A second time it dipped its head, then stepped back away. With one fluid motion, it swung around and ambled silently down toward the waterline. Cole watched, forgetting to breathe. He expected the bear to stop when it reached the shoreline, but the great white animal waded into the water and swam with powerful strokes out into the bay toward the open ocean. A thin wake spread like a giant V behind the departing creature until it became a silhouetted speck, finally disappearing. Cole let his imagination keep the bear visible a while longer. Finally, even that image faded. Cole blinked and took a breath as if he were awakening. Around him, the land had come alive. A clear horizon showed under a dark blanket of clouds. Reflections of blue and gray swirled on the water as a fresh breeze ruffled the spruce boughs and sent ripples along the shoreline. Seagulls screeched and squawked their way out over the bay, diving and hunting for food. Barely 100 feet away, the mother seal and her spotted pups appeared, their dog-like heads peeking out of the water. The air still carried the rotten smells of vomit and death, but also the fresh odor of seaweed and moss and cedar and salt. Vivid colors glistened wet in the bright light. A strange thought occurred to Cole. The world was beautiful. Yes, the world was beautiful. Even the wet moss and crushed grass near his hand was beautiful. Staring at the delicate patterns, he wondered why he had never noticed this all before. How much beauty had he missed in his lifetime? How much beauty had he destroyed?